You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Okay, here we go. Unleash the hounds. James, just straight up on the text. Western Sydney Eagle first up today. Opening the batting. Got the gloves and the pads on. I was gobsmacked after listening to that interview with Jimmy yesterday. It's completely changed my thought process regarding Smith, Warner and Bancroft. It's massive. Let's go straight to the McDonald Jones open line. James, say g'day to James of Hornsby.
Morning, James.
Morning, James. Got the tinfoil hat on. Here we go.
Yep.
Right, yeah. I agree with Bossy with the two executives as being probably a bit BS, because I think you could go back and see which executives were in the actual change rooms were there. You could find out who. I think that's more of a shot at some higher up that, hang on, we know as you guys said it, but without saying names or positions, because then it'd be too obvious. And everybody player knew what was going on. So my theory is he's brought this out now because CA want to get rid of Dave Warner and drop him from the team. Warner's already stated, as he did a few weeks back, mightn't be here around next year, probably after the Ashes tour in England. He's hinted that he'll retire then. Cricket Australia saying, no, we want to get rid of him now and get rid of all this mess. So his manager's thrown this shit out and gone, here it all is, boys. We'll start dropping it all on you if you drop Davey Warner before the Ashes test.
That's perception. There you go, Joe. That's what I'm saying. James, that's your perception, isn't it? And perception, in a lot of cases, your conclusions is reality, is what you honestly believe, James. And you've put forward your case, you've joined your dots, and that's what you've come up with. James Magnuson, respond.
I don't mind it. He hasn't been in the best of form in test matches, so it's completely plausible. And again, that's what happens, Vossi. They leave that door wide open, and people will run through it in whichever way they see fit.
Good first call, James.
Great first
Thank you
call.
For that. This one from Tim. Dave Warner knows better than anyone. You either need to let the ball go through to the keeper or commit to a shot. He is currently fishing outside the off stump, and that never ends well. Beautiful cricket analogy,
beautiful.
Tim. Beautiful stuff.
Trent says, Dave Warner was looking after his teammates by not dragging them all through the mud. Can't argue with that. And Jim, morning, Andrew and James. Well done to Dave Warner's manager. All he's done is help flush David Warner's reputation further down the toilet. David doesn't need much help either, because now he's playing the victim of the sandpaper debacle.
Jim, on the text, that is right. Like, it's a little the speeding offence, isn't it? I get caught speeding and someone else goes. But you said, but what about him? That can't be your defence if you've done wrong. And you're a senior player. We weren't talking Dave Warner, a kid. I think you had right to stand up and not go to the sandpaper. I mean, yeah, pick at the seam and all those sorts of things. But take a piece of sandpaper out. Bloody hell.
Yeah.
That's next level, isn't it, James?
I think that's probably the difference between when we talk about ball tampering generally and how much it happens. Mm. Rubbing a lolly or rubbing it on a bald man's head or things like that. They're almost they're a bit comical. They're a bit...
Yeah.
Cheeky, is that the right word? They're a bit cheeky.
Yeah.
Whereas the sandpaper feels it's blatant, isn't it? It's quite considered rather than the other stuff. So I think that's where it's copped a much harsher penalty. And the way that the public has viewed it in terms of ball tampering has been a lot harsher.
All right, let's just take a little segue. The 5 days of Jameis, I don't know. This is it. I don't know. Is Jay coming back on next week? Ben, is there a thumbs up, thumbs down? He's getting a summer rest.
We're putting him out to pasture.
This is the farewell performance
for the year. We want the long joke, Vossi. We wanted a story told here.
We got time for that? But Jay, let's set it up. Jay's a terrific fella. Very hardworking, he and his wife, Lynn. The Dimmicks bookstore, let's hope Christmas sales are through the roof there at Rouse Hill. Accountant's business on the side. And yet every morning, he wakes up early, gets on the phone, and has a joke for us. And this is it, the last one for 2022. Get emotional, folks. Jay, take the floor, my friend.
Actually, I was going to do a five-minute monologue, but I did get some legal advice and got told I could be held partially responsible if Reptile goes postal, so we won't do that. Lynn has advised me that she wants a cat for Christmas. Now, that took me by surprise. We normally cook a chicken or turkey, but if that's what she wants...
That's where we ended. Okay, Jay, like well done.
Part.
Well done.
I like the first part better, the sledge at the reptile. He's all fired back.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out, Jay. Well done. Jay the Bookman with his 5 days of Janus. It's all over, folks. We might put the best of on a podcast, maybe on the Christmas Day special. I have 1 hour of Jay's jokes. Time for the news. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.